episode 616, A Happy Wife, A Happy Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. How are you? Oh, I got to tell you something. I have really missed you. Come in, take your shoes off, get comfortable. This is our time to chat. Oh my goodness, I just have so much on my mind. I want to have a huge dinner party. I want to have us get together. We need to go out and grab some ice cream or yogurt or anything. I don't care what it is. I want to have time with you. And I've got a few surprises coming up. So you definitely want to stay tuned next week. Today, we're talking about a happy wife, a happy life. Oh yes, you've heard that. So listen in, because this is really going to be a good discussion that honestly, I don't think any of us have given real thought to and paused long enough to process it. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I am delighted of your presence, ecstatic that you are here. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more about what we do here. And also you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, everyday solutions to make your life simpler as you pursue your passion, purpose, and presence in your life's journey. You know, sometimes I think we just are on speed dial all the time. It's like, you know, if it wasn't for my phone that had all the numbers, you know, all my favorites or all my contacts, because I cannot keep track of all the phone numbers. And we just hit a number and it's like, oh, we're there. And I think we do that in our relationships and we do that within our marriage. You know, you've heard this quote, a happy wife, a happy life. Maybe your husband has said it. Maybe you jokingly agreed with a group of girlfriends, or maybe a customer clerk commented as you were checking out. How true is this in your home? If you're not happy, is everyone else not happy either? Is that really how it works? Well, it got me thinking. Oh, yes, I was out shopping. And you know what it is when I go out shopping. It is my petri dish, right? It's my experimental area. And it's not that I look at everything as an experiment. I don't. But I'm very observant. And so I'm checking out. And this time I truly have, I'm not thinking about anything. But the clerk made a comment and said, oh, happy wife, happy life. And it caught me off guard. And it was a man who said that. And we really weren't having a major discussion, but I guess something in my basket of whatever I was buying, and I can't remember even the store I was at or what I was buying. You can tell you, you know, that really made an impression on me. But it was his comment. And I thought, wow, is that really true? Is it true, a happy wife, a happy life? Well, there's a study that was done by Deborah Carr from Rutgers University and Vicki A. Freeman, University of Michigan. And it showed that happy wife, happy life holds true. Carr actually found that men rate their marriage higher than women. Now, she concluded this with the idea that women think deeper and they're more likely to scrutinize than men when it comes to relationships, you know, because we're the nurturers. We think a little bit more and maybe we hold grudges more. I mean, come on, the guys, something happens to them, you know, best friends, they have an argument. The next thing you know, an hour later, you never know they ever had that argument. But when it comes to women, you have a disagreement, not even an argument, just a disagreement about maybe even something piddly. And you're not talking for 3 weeks. And then if it comes up again, it becomes 3 months. And then you look on your Facebook feed and you've blocked her. We hold grudges as women. And so when I was reading through this study, I was like, wow, okay, maybe it does hold true. So if the woman is happy, she will then take care of her man meeting his needs. And his needs, of course, are physically, emotionally, and culturally. And what I mean by culturally is that it's the home, taking care of those domestic beauties that I love to call them, those household chores. Domestic beauties just sounds better. I mean, it doesn't, you know, doing the laundry, that just sounds like blah. Who? No one wants to do the laundry. I do have a couple girlfriends, though, that love doing the laundry. And that's fantastic. I wish they would come and do my laundry. But domestic beauties, it just makes it sound, well, more cheerful. And I want to have a cheerful day, always smiling. So if the woman's happy, that means she's willing to meet the man's needs. Okay, fair enough. But is that really how we want to live our life? I raise this question because I believe our marriages are being shortchanged. I believe we are operating under the pretense of a happy wife, a happy life. As much as we joke about it, it's something that can ring true. Sometimes we like to say things out of sarcasm. Okay, I'm using that air quote, sarcasm. But in actuality, we really mean it. And that's sad. But if you begin to listen to your conversations with your friends, with your husband, with your children, at church, maybe just in the grocery store, do you say some things and it's like, oh man, that outfit, oh my gosh, what was she thinking? You know? And you're like, oh yeah, well, she could probably do something better. And then it's like, but you know, you really meant it, like, it really was ugly, and why would she even think about putting it together? Instead of jokingly saying, oh, well, you know, poor thing, she could have put something else together. Women can be so judgmental. And when we bring that into our marriage, it is a destruction waiting to happen. Bring on the bulldozers. I don't want marriages to suffer. You see, I was living my life for my children and my husband. I truly put myself on the back burner. But it was all based on assumptions or assumed expectations. I never asked my children, of course, when they're babies, you can't ask them, what can I do for you, sweetheart? They're not going to tell you. They tell you by crying when they want their diaper changed because they feel yucky and wet. Or they cry again. Or eventually they may use a sign to say, hey, I'm hungry, feed me now. And the husband, well, it's like, okay, well, he comes home for dinner. I want to make sure he's fed. I need to make sure the house is somewhat put together. But these were all assumed expectations. The role that I was supposed to be filling as the wife. I never actually asked him and said, you know what? How do you want your house to look? If you could have the house of your dreams, what would it look like? When you come home from work, how would you like your children? I mean, some guys, seriously, they have this dream of like The Sound of Music. If you've seen The Sound of Music, you know what I mean. Dad comes home and he whistles the whistle and the children appear. Boom, 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 boom. And he's greeted a certain way. Okay, maybe some people have that. And others are like, oh yeah, I don't want to be disturbed. I need an hour of downtime. I've had such a long day, I don't want to be disturbed. Have you ever asked your husband what he wants when he comes home from work? I'm here to probably say most of us do not ask that question because we're working under the assumption or the assumed expectations. This is what he wants, but we never have become specific about it. When you live your life under assumptions, you're going to get burned. Someone's going to get hurt in your marriage. And it's usually both of you. And then at times, you don't even want to reconcile the differences because you're keeping the list. Oh, well, he did that to me. So I'm going to take this away from him. Yeah, you think he needs to be taken care of physically? Yeah, it's not happening. For 1 week, now 2 weeks, now we're going on 3 weeks. Now, your mind may not go there specifically, but think about it. Oh, I'm tired, honey. You roll over. Oh, I really don't want to go out tonight. You can go by yourself. How are you living your life? If you're living your life as a happy wife and happy life, how is that benefiting you? Because it's really unfortunate. But I see this all the time in marriages, in relationships. And now we have relationships where, you know, people are moving in together before they're even married. Some of them are a little more traditional, but our new tradition is changing. And our tradition is we live together, we have children, and then if it's all working out, we get married. I'm scratching my head right now. For some, maybe that works. For me, that's not what I believe. I'm not here to judge one way or the other. But what is unfortunate is that our marriages are broken. We're failing. And if we're truly operating under the pretense of a happy wife, a happy life, it can be the reverse. A miserable wife, a miserable life. You see, I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to fall in love again. That should bring a smile to your face. Maybe you've lost some of that connection with your husband and you need to reconnect with him. Maybe you've been married for 3 years. The honeymoon's over now. And things are getting kind of, well, a little bit ruffled. Things get heated, the wrong kind of heated. And you're having more arguments. Maybe you've been married for 12, 15, 20 years. The children are now getting older and some of them have already left. They're grown. They're starting their life. And now you're almost an empty nester. What are you to do? You don't feel like you know the person who's lying next to you. It's scary when you think about that. I want you to fall in love again. And what better way to start than fall? It's a new season. It's fall. And so I want to challenge you with this. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Love finds opportunities. It is simple, but it's not easy. And I got to tell you, it's not going to happen overnight. I don't want you to live your life as a happy wife, a happy life. Because you're missing out on things. I can remember when my husband would joke about that, and this was before the tornado in my life that I see as a tornado. Now, I don't know how he would say it, and I won't put words in his mouth. But for me, it was horrific. My life came to a screeching halt. It was at that time that I realized that I truly was living out this whole thing of what he would say, a happy wife, a happy life. He thought, well, if I was happy, that was the only way he could attempt to be okay with things because otherwise I would make it miserable for him. I never made anything directly miserable, but you see, that was his perception. My perception was I was doing everything right. I was supporting him in his career. Moving. I was taking care of the children, homeschooling them, raising them up to be amazing young men and women. But oh no, his vision was totally different. He saw things differently than what I saw. I don't want you struggling in your marriage. I want you to have an incredible marriage reflecting a heart of gratitude, unconditional love, and joy. Real joy. That when you look in each other's eyes, you're like, oh my gosh, you're mesmerized again. Can you honestly answer me right now and say you're mesmerized by your husband? If you can, yes, amen, praise the Lord. I am so excited for you. But it's unfortunate that I believe most of us fall into the category of, nope, I'm just getting by. I'm just maintaining my marriage. I'm in maintenance mode. You know, like when you're on that diet and you've lost so much and then they say, okay, now in order to maintain it, we got to get you into maintenance mode. And this is how you maintain your weight. I'm going to tell you exactly what to eat. You see, we set our marriages up for this whole idea that when you go into this restaurant, especially chain restaurants, for example, let's talk about McDonald's, not my favorite chain restaurant, by the way. For those of you who eat there, that's fine, but not for me personally. I can't handle it, except I got to tell you, when their fries are fresh, oh, they are so good, but my tummy can't handle it, so we don't do their fries. But anyway, back to McDonald's. We have McDonald's. We know that when we order that Big Mac, it's going to look a certain way, taste a certain way. It's going to have the patties and the bread. It's going to have certain things on it. The expectation has been set. So then when you go to a different state or a different country and there's a McDonald's there, you know that when you order that Big Mac, it's going to be basically the same thing, maybe a little bit different. But as a whole, it's the same thing. You see, we get used to having the same thing and we don't do anything about reigniting the spark, the love. Why did you fall in love with the man? Have you asked yourself that question lately? Because I want you to fall in love again. And it starts with the kiss. Love finds opportunities. And how you do that is this. Number one, ask yourself these questions. Number one, how can you overwhelm your husband with love? How can you overwhelm him with love? Number two, how can you serve him exceeding expectations? Remember the McDonald's? He's expecting a Big Mac. How do you raise the stakes there? How do you make it like a steak burger that's like ultimate juicy with cheese and just exactly what he wants? How can you serve him exceeding expectations? And number three, how can you surprise him with kindness? What's the last kind thing that you did for him? Maybe you buying him a sweet treat or making his favorite dessert. Have you done that lately? Or is it the same old, same old? Love finds opportunities. Opportunities don't search us out. We have to search it out. If you want your love, if you want your marriage to grow, you got to find those opportunities. And love will. But it takes some effort on your part. Look in your life circumstances and see what might be missing. What did you enjoy when you were dating that you don't do now? Well, let me give you an example. Remember those good old days when there weren't cell phones? Okay, I just totally aged myself, didn't I? I did. I am old. I am so old. No, I'm not. I'm not old. You're only as old as what you feel you are. So I'm still 27. Haha, wink, wink. I'm not 27. We'll talk about age later on another episode. But I'm definitely older to the point where we didn't have cell phones when I was dating my wonderful husband. We didn't have them then. They didn't come out until after we got married, and then they were those huge brick phones. If you're old enough to remember the brick phones, you know what I'm talking about. And they make a great paperweight, by the way. In fact, I was cleaning out, not the linen closet. It still needs to be cleaned out, by the way. But I was cleaning out another area, in fact, the studio. And when I was going through things, I actually found, it wasn't the big brick one, but I found a little smaller one. But it was still like 4.5 inches big. It was huge. And now I look at it and compare it to mine. I'm like, oh my goodness, what were we thinking back then? But when we were dating, we didn't have cell phones. We had to dial up on the rotary phone and push in a phone number and call each other. And my parents, when we first started dating, they were located in Washington, D.C., and he was in Missouri. And so we were separated. Less than 6 months of dating, we were totally separated. And man, calling was expensive. So what do? We wrote love notes to each other. And he would write me pages upon pages upon pages. And he would mail them to me. And I would read them over and over and over again. Well, when I was going through my tornado and my life stopped, I realized that one of his love languages is the writing part, the affirmation, not being told necessarily always via my mouth and saying things, but writing it. And so I began leaving love notes for him. And I would leave love notes. I would just kind of appear in his office and I would leave a love note. And I would leave, literally, I wouldn't stay around for him to see it. And then he would come back and he'd find it sitting there. I would stick him in his car, still do that. I would put notes with red lipstick on the mirrors and would write them off. Now I've upgraded myself to Expo markers. It's much easier to clean up. But what's fun, if you want to have a little bit sassy sexiness in your life, you know, wink, wink in the bedroom and all, go buy a really cheap red lipstick and use it. You can still clean it up. It's great. It's fun. And now there are bathtub markers. Now they're for the tub, but we have a separate tub and a separate shower. So now I write little notes on the shower wall for him. Now, if you have younger children and they take a bath or shower with you, please obviously make it age appropriate if they might see it. But if it's just you and your husband that shares it, well, oh my goodness, let your imagination roll, okay? It's between you and him. And so I began leaving these love notes. Now, I tell you this whole story because of this. You would think that he would have caught on, but you know what? It took over 5 years for him to realize that he could do the same for me. But I wasn't sitting there keeping track and keeping a list of, well, I wrote this love note, but he never responded back. Wait, I left this one this day and no response. I mean, he would let me know that he saw it and would make a comment, but I didn't get anything back from it. Until one day, he surprised me and he wrote on my mirror. And in fact, it really freaked me out that I stood there and I got all teary-eyed. And I was like, wow, he did that for me. Now, ladies, you got to be patient because it takes a long time to train your man. And it wasn't about training him because that wasn't why I was doing it, but I was finding opportunities. Love finds opportunities. And that's what I did. I was able to do little sweet things like that. It doesn't cost any money. It may mean that you have to get up earlier one morning to write it, or you stay up just after he falls asleep and you go write the note so you don't have to get up early. Or if you got young children and you're, you know, oh, I was there so many times, I don't know why I wouldn't do it, but I didn't think about it. When I would get up and nurse, I could have left a love note, but I didn't. I thought I was giving him what he needed. Again, assumed expectations. A happy wife, a happy life, not so much. But when love finds opportunities, you begin to fall in love again. And I got to tell you that it starts with you first. You can't sit here and say, okay, this all sounds great, but he's got to reciprocate. He'll reciprocate in his time. But it's not for you to put a time limit on him. Let God work that out. He'll begin to see it. He'll begin to notice a difference. And the comment of a happy wife, a happy life, it'll have a different meaning. Because you see, there'll be true love in the household again. You will have rekindled your love for each other. I want you to fall in love again. I want you to have that marriage. I want you to have the reflection of a heart full of unconditional love, gratitude, and joy. Relationships are so important in our life. And it's unfortunate that we don't work hard enough on them. We make excuses. I don't have enough time. I don't have enough money. If only we could take vacations away. You know what? You can do a lot of things without a lot of time, without a lot of money, but you have to have a lot of heart. Where's your heart today? Do you want to stay in the realm of a happy wife, a happy life, under those assumed expectations? Or do you want to have a vibrant marriage where when you wake up in the morning, you look at your husband and in his eyes, you see nothing but an amazing man that has touched your heart like nobody else can? It's worth the effort. Love finds opportunities. What can you find today for your husband? How can you overwhelm your husband with love? How can you serve him exceeding expectations? And how can you surprise him with kindness? Let's fall in love today again. One step leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.